all it was pointing to it, turning it on, watching this water turn around in this vortex. And nobody even saw my face. It was just the beard pointing over, pressing buttons. And that one was crazy. I don't know how many we sold. It was like $399 for this thing. And they paid probably the first month over $6,000 to us.
This is Digital Marketer.
Hey everyone, this is Mark DeGrasse, the president of Digital Marketer, and this is the podcast that keeps you updated on everything you need to know when it comes to digital marketing, from the platforms you focus on to the kind of tactics and tools that are working today. Today, our guest is Norman Farrar, the Lunch with Norm star and the AMZ Club owner, among a whole bunch of other stuff, including an expert on the Amazon Influencer Program, which I'm actually trying out myself, and I got approved for right after we talked about it. So we're going to get into it. Welcome, Norm.
Hey, thanks. Great being here. I can't believe you got it approved just like that.
Well, I think I don't have a crazy amount of followers, but I put my Instagram and I think I have like 4,700 or something. I was like, wow, that's the biggest following I have on social. And it was instant. And then I think I recorded that first video based on your advice from when you were on Agencies Talk. And actually, I haven't even checked out the stats. So after this, I'll check out the stats. But it was super easy, thanks to your advice. And then you gave me a whole bunch of other advice on what to do and what not to do. Yeah, you're like, don't post more than three videos. I was like, you know what? We should have talked about that during the Agencies Talk. So I figured we could talk about kind of what the do's and don'ts are as you're getting started, why you'd want to be an Amazon influencer, and some of your kind of experiences, because you and your son, I know, are kicking butt. So want to learn about that. So just get things rolling. Could you just describe what is the Amazon Influencer Program?
Sure. So it's not complicated, but Amazon makes it complicated, like everything Amazon does, right? But it's just strictly an influencer that, you know, provides, you can either for your brand be an influencer. So you can go on Amazon Live and promote your brand, which I advise any brand to do, or, you know, hire an influencer to be the face of your brand, or you could become an Amazon influencer. Now, there's different levels. There's the rising star. So within your first 90 minutes of going live, that's what you'll become. Then you go into the insider and you have to have up to 2,000 followers, and you have to have a criteria of like $5,000 spent in a month or sold in a month. And then you can move over to the A-plus influencer. So that's a place that you want to be as an influencer. But Amazon makes it very confusing, just like I did, you know, just
I was gonna
explaining
say,
it.
Like, I was like, that's a good description of the hierarchy, but basically it's you post videos about products.
Yeah, that's right. And how about I do this? I'll back up. So there's different programs for the influencer. First, you have to be a part of the associate program. Once you have the associate program, you can become part of the Amazon influencer program. So you would go to, you just search out influencer.amazon.com, I think, and you would sign up. And then you could either go live or create shoppable videos. And shoppable videos, what I'm talking about are the videos that influencers do that go onto Amazon sites that generate traffic that typically wouldn't be there already and generate sales for Amazon consumers.
Awesome. Well, I think
is that
that's
kind of, did I kind of?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, my experience with it was I got approved as an influencer, and then it said post content, and I could post pictures or videos or I think galleries like carousels. And that was pretty much it. And then after I posted my first video, which I sent you, you sent me a list of don't do that. So let's go over there. So my process was basically Norm said, hey, there's a program. I was actually, I've been an affiliate for years, but I'd never applied for the influencer program. And just so everybody knows, those are two different things. There's affiliate and then there's influencer. An influencer is its own thing. And basically the interface is pretty simple. It's just like, you know, post, add your media, select the product, and you have to purchase the product. Is that a requirement?
Well, no
you don't have to purchase it. Okay.
So a lot of people think that, and I'm hearing a lot of courses say that you have to do that, but that's absolutely not true. depending on what you're doing. So if you're going Amazon Live, so you can do that with your own camera and go live, or you can stream it, which I like doing because I can do it on my other social media channels. I need to have 80% of that to be a product that I can show, pick up and show. But I can do like right here. I've got gift cards for my next live, you know, Sephora, what is it, Bass Pro Shop. And I could show just product listings that I don't have. So 80%. If you go over that, then it's kind of touch and go. And that's also the same with product. When you're going live, you can also show product videos that you get from possibly other channels or just that you pick up. So you could just do it to prepare for it. So I have three. I have this camera. I have one in a photo tent, and I have another one with a different angle. So I can go live showing the product in action, or I can allow it to come on with a secondary feed. So you just don't have to do it yourself. And for those products, they don't have to be physically in your hand. So 80% do.
That makes sense. Well, and I think it's easier if you have the product, just in case anybody's wondering, because you could make, oh, here's a, you know, boat that I don't have and looks neat.
Once you start knowing how to do this, and you first, you know, most people go around their house and start, you know, just taking their Keurig coffee mug. We did it with a very expensive TV. I'm looking over here because the man cave's right over here. But Kelsey took a video of it, threw it up, and he got a bunch of sales. And now this TV is very expensive, and we got commission on these TVs. So that was interesting to see that you could do that. But the other thing is, you can, like, as an influencer, you can reach out to brands and, like, this tier is a portable monitor that somebody sent me. And, you know, I think it's $400 for this monitor, and I can promote it. I can shoot it. I've got this vacuum right here somebody sent me. And by the way, not only do I make the money off of the program, they paid me $1,200 to say something about this.
Now, what level were you at where you started receiving products?
Well, this is the crazy thing. So I'm in a bit different position than a lot of people, because if somebody kind of types in Lunch with Norm or LWN deals, they'll see a ton of content. But that's only because I've been doing my own podcast and all this Amazon stuff for years. So they really think we're bigger than we are.
You're pretty big.
And we
big.
Tell them that. No, we tell people, okay, we've got X number of subscribers, but the nice thing, this goes back to influencers in general, five different types of influencers from nano all the way up to celebrity. And the smaller version, the micro, which Kelsey is, micro to nano, get the most engagement and probably the better conversion. So you don't have to have a big following to get a lot of sales.
Well, you do have some tips on the content itself, though, because I think one of the things that kind of spoke to me was when you said, like, don't sell the product.
Right. That's really important.
All right. Let's talk about that. Like, what do you mean by don't sell the product if I'm making a video about a product?
So we talked about Amazon Live, but then there's the shoppable videos. And these are those videos that you can see under related videos or in the product listing. So there's something in there called Creator Console, and you can upload these videos. So in these videos, you want to make them short. You cannot make them promotional. So if there's one line in there about promotional or variations.
Like, when you say promotional, like if I say, like, I like this product, would that be considered promotional?
No, that wouldn't be. But if you talk to somebody about it's the best.
Oh, okay. So like absolute.
Yeah, you cannot give that type of description. You know, it's the best I've ever seen. I guarantee you're showing one. So you're showing this bottle of flavored water, but there's others that you're talking about. That'll be cut out. There's all these little things that you get to know once you get your videos rejected. But the problem is, as you said earlier on, when you first get started, you have to get these three videos approved. And the biggest mistake these influencers, new influencers are making is that they don't realize that this even exists. That's the one thing. And then when they find out about it, they say, oh, you can upload 15 at a time. They upload all these long videos that are doing, they're against all sorts of terms of service, and they get rejected. So what do they do next? They upload, you know, 15 more. They get rejected. The third rejection, you're gone for life.
Oh, really? Okay. So it's not just like, try again. It's like, no, you get three tries. And if you keep on file, I mean, it makes sense from an operational perspective in terms of like, I don't want to have to check your work every time. I want to know that you understand. So that's actually not a bad process. But, you know, just in terms of not getting rejected those three times, what's like a good length of video?
I like it really short. Because, and that comes down to the conversion rate too, and it's the length that people are watching it. So let's say that people have an attention span of a goldfish, which we do, you know, they might take a look. If they don't like what they're hearing, or they just get tired of it, they'll click off. For me, a minute is too long. I like to keep mine between 30 and 45 seconds, and they can be very basic. In fact, the best performing videos that we do are with me not showing my face, having my beard, and just pointing. And we always start off with the brand. Okay, today we're going to be talking about this bottled water by X. And then followed by the reason why I bought this water. And then you give the reason why, the benefit or the features. And you can get into all of that. You can go into some close-ups. I usually like just doing, I'll do some cutaways, and I'll try to do the voiceover just one take. I might get into three or four takes with close-ups, product feature, but for the most part, it's just one take of everything. Just 30 seconds talking.
So no, like, close-in and flying shot and a bunch of editing?
I can, but probably one of our better products that we've sold, and we made a lot of money off of this, was off of a water hydrogenator. I was telling you about this the last call. And all it was pointing to it, turning it on, watching this water turn around in this vortex. And nobody even saw my face. It was just the beard pointing over, pressing buttons. And that one was crazy. I don't know how many we sold. It was like $399 for this thing. And they paid probably the first month over $6,000 to us.
That's incredible. I mean, the numbers just nuts.
And this is important because a lot of Amazon sellers don't realize that they have to have any type of video in their seventh spot. On their slide deck, they have to, you know, upload a video. And if they don't do that, those influencer videos are not going to come through on their slide deck. So when I'm talking about slide deck is when you click the video, a box will pop up and it'll say 360 images videos. And then you'll see when you click the videos, you'll see that ones that say from seller, there's another one, and then they're related to, and then there's the ones that are come from reviewers, not influencers, but reviewers. Well, you can put 3 to 6 from your brand in there. You can put 3 to 6, and it depends on the category, from the influencer. And then I'm not sure how many for the review. But if you don't have that in, and it could be just as simple as going to Animoto or going to Canva, showing the product, one picture, and just putting in font and turning it into animation. There's a video which allows you then to get traffic from the influencer. Because, like I said before about that water hydrogenator, we were driving traffic. They didn't get it because it was on their slide deck. We had it on our shop. So it's amazon.com/shop/Norm Farrar. They got it from where we loaded it there. The algorithm picked it up and put it onto their listing. And anybody going to our shop that saw that we featured this went over there and bought it. So it doesn't necessarily, the traffic doesn't necessarily come from the listing itself. And also you can drive external traffic over to it.
Oh, okay. And that kind of boosts your ranking.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's cool. Hey everyone, I wanted to quickly interrupt the podcast for a special announcement. If you're listening to this podcast because you want to become a better marketer, then I want to share with you what I believe to be the most comprehensive digital marketing program on the market today. It's called the Digital Marketing Mastery Certification. You'll learn to leverage the tools and channels to predictably and profitably drive awareness, leads, sales, and referrals. Everything you need to know to become a true master of digital marketing. We'll take an in-depth look at the core digital marketing competencies, including content, email, social media, community, digital advertising, data and optimization, and more. After earning your digital marketing strategist certificate, you'll have the tools to effectively reach your target audience through a full scope marketing strategy. Get started today at digitalmarketer.com/strategycert.
Okay, so I haven't even thought about that because I have some, my own personal newsletter. I was like, I have some list stuff, but I don't know how this, what it does. Because if I send traffic over to Amazon just for a video that I shot, like, is it going to benefit? And it sounds like, yes, that means that I'm pushing views to Amazon and that, will that boost your ranking or will it make them share it more? Like, what's the effect?
Yes, it will. And one of the things that you can do for brands is, so a lot of brands are still not reaching out to influencers. I don't know why, but they're still not. So if you see something, and I like to have something over $100, when you go to their listing and you click on the videos that you see either zero or one, that you don't see that already filled up, so that I have a chance of getting it in that slot. So the algorithm picks it up, sees that it's relevant, and goes into that slot. But here's another key. You can reach out. Let's say I'm just looking at a Mevo camera, which sells on Amazon. So I can reach out to Mevo and say, hey, I'd like to do an influencer spot for you. I'm going to charge you nothing except on the sale of a camera. And well, how do you track that? Well, there's the attribution. So as long as you're involved or enrolled in the attribution program, then we could put a link in to track the sales. And for you, the benefit of the brand is that if you're enrolled in the Amazon referral program, then you get 10% credit back on the account. And so what you tell them is, look, you give us the 10% instead of 4%. Well, you still get the 4%. Like, we still get an average of 4% a sale. So that's just, we keep it out of the conversation.
Now we have the affiliate program, the influencer program, and the attribution program. Is that a different?
Yeah. Attribution program is for Amazon sellers. And this is a code that you can you can put into any type of external traffic. So if you're driving traffic from Facebook, YouTube, whatever your influencer platform, not on Amazon, it has to be external from Amazon. So the way that we do it is most of our sales are driven by TikTok. So we have a link on each one going back to whatever brand we're working with. And then we charge them 10% for every sale. So instead of just making that 4% that you'll make, you'll get 4% from Amazon. I got a check today. Yay. I'll go and grab a, bologna sandwich, not steak yet, bologna. But then you also get the 10%. And we just bill out every month to the people, our sales.
Yeah, well, it sounds like there's different levels, but it's definitely scalable in terms of like, okay, after you get rolling a little bit, produce some videos, get a few sales based on those videos, then you start upgrading those different tiers that you mentioned at the beginning.
Yeah, and then the sky's the limit. But when you start, when brands start coming to you, so now we switched it a little bit. Now it's no longer free. People come to us and we charge them. Our best performing platform is TikTok. And we drive traffic over to the listings. But we still do shoppables that will show up on the product listing. Okay, so a little confusing because you can upload those in your influencer carousel. So they go onto the listing. But then you can do the external. And I think I showed you on the agency podcast where Kelsey's products, like he's got a green screen behind him showing the Amazon listing, and that's all he does.
That's it.
And he just makes some sort of quirky video. If you know Kelsey, he's a little quirky, but he just does his thing in a TikTok style, and it's making money. And what we always tell people, like on my podcast, we do a weekly, like a Friday follow-up on what's happening, is that over the last even 3 months, what we've been able to do and grow is absolutely incredible. So like right now, it's not crazy to see 100,000 people viewing one of the videos, or 250,000 or 500,000 people. It's really crazy. And now brands are approaching us and saying, okay, can you do a TikTok video? Sure. How about we do a whole brand video for you where we can show your whole line? Or we could do a product video outside of TikTok and sell it to you. Or the best one I like are the sponsorships. They come to us and, you know, they'll just say, hey, you know, what are you going to charge us for? You know, just saying this 8 times. And every influencer is different. And we certainly don't have enough money to be a celebrity or a macro influencer, but we're right in there for, and you know, you typically, by the way, when people are asking us to do a video, you're looking at $50 to $300. It's not expensive. And then people that want to put it on themselves, like they want to repurpose this. They want to take the video that you do on TikTok, take off the watermarks and put it all over the place and repurpose it themselves. They can do it as long as they get consent from us.
That's amazing. Well, yeah, it sounds like you could have, you know, turn this one thing into an entire business, and it's scalable because all you have to do is shoot these quick videos, and they're not crazy videos. I think what we'll do for this episode is we'll actually put some of your top videos just to show, like, here's what the videos look like. Because if you're thinking that there's some crazy production and he's probably, you know, hilarious,
they're really
and they're
bad,
super
actually.
Clever.
They're not bad.
they're very simple. It's just like, hey, here's how this thing works. And another point that you made before was that it's not necessarily products that you use all the time either. Like, you had a gift card, you had lipstick one time. Like, there's, you know, different things.
I got makeup right here.
Makeup right here. You got another makeup session. But no, I love it because it's not what you think. Because I think, you know, me coming from like professional marketer, I'm thinking like, all right, well, let's do a photo shoot and a video shoot and let's storyboard it and then let's shoot it and cut it and edit it. And all that stuff takes a ton of time. And what you're doing is like, camera, here's this thing. And then there you go. You did have some tips though in terms of the content where you said, okay, look up the FAQs. Right. Or,
yeah, you know, reviews, FAQs on Amazon. You could look at the bullets. They also have the A+ pages where you can take a look at. If you want to know more about the brand, a lot of times now the A+ page, which looks like a website when you scroll down on Amazon. So it used to be called Enhanced Brand Content. Now it's A+, but it also includes an area for the brand story. So a lot of brands that are up to date, you'll see what the brand's all about. And the other thing, you just found out I was Canadian, right? About. Yep. But the other thing you can do is when you're on the Amazon listing and you want to check out their storefront, right below the title, you can click on the brand. It'll take you over to their storefront. And usually there's 3 layers of pages, the first one being their best-selling products, what the brand's all about. So that's what you can, you know, you can start to get your information from. And by the way, one other thing that you can do when you're an influencer that Kelsey started to do, and it was great. It was like the amount of views that he got was crazy. The first one he did, when he did this the first time, he didn't have a sponsorship, but he just did a Starbucks. He went in and he said, get a free with Starbucks. And all of a sudden, tons of views overnight. Now he's done something for, it was a special within Costco. He's done Wendy's, get a free Frosty day or something. And all you're starting to see all these other products come. And now he's going to e-commerce sites and working with e-commerce sites to say, hey, do you have, it's got to be a good quality product. So there are, for Walmart or for Amazon, it has to be 4.4 stars. It has to be a good quality product. It should have a pretty good discount. So he goes out to some of these top brands and he just starts looking around. We have somebody in outreach and, you know, hey, can we do this? And all of a sudden you're starting to see these e-com sites like on Shopify that we're getting deals from.
That's amazing. Well, I think it's, now you guys have the ball rolling. It seems like, you know, the opportunities are just kind of popping up. Now, for if you're just starting out, like I'm just starting out, I'm like, I'm just trying to make a video. So most of the time, what I did was I looked at my, you know, Amazon purchases and I was like, well, you know, I like that product. I'm using it all the time. And so the first one I did was for Moringa powder. And I was like, hey, or no, it was CMOS. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, here's CMOS. And I had to prepare it. And I just talked about the process I went to. And I was like, here's what I made at the end. And, you know, I use it every day. And that was, you know, 60 seconds or something. Luckily, I didn't break any. I don't think I broke too many of the rules that you talked about at the beginning.
No, it was pretty good.
But just so everybody knows, I've had 6 views. I just checked it. So I need to shoot more videos. How many videos do you make a week? Let's go with that.
We do at least one a day.
One a day. Okay. That's a good cadence. I like that.
We should actually be doing a lot more, but we have a real like full-time job. So we start like ideally to do this. If you were to do this full-time and you committed to doing, you know, 10 videos, 20 videos a day, do your research, you could make a very, very lucrative living off of being an influencer. It's so easy that you just have to get the ball rolling. And just to give you an example, we've done this now for 2 Prime Days. Okay. So the first Prime Day that we did this, we were like jumping for joy because we cracked 100,000 views on one day.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, just so everybody knows, like that's a huge deal. Like to get 100,000 views on literally anything is a big deal. And you guys did it in a day.
Yeah. And then the second one came around and I don't know, it might've been a couple of days before we did a pre-prime day and we ended up with like 400,000 views. And then we did another day and it was like 550,000 views. But it keeps crawling. The more time and the more consistent you are, the chances that you'll have viral are really great when it comes to holidays. Now, I talked to Kelsey this morning and, you know, was asking him, you know, what are you seeing? And he's going, oh, we're still up there. We're still getting some, you know, some good engagement. The last 3 days on 3 videos, we've had like 3,600, 3,900, and 3,200. So, okay, the week before that, they were all into the double digits, you know, so, or 5 digits. So don't give up. And that's the thing, because the algorithm will hit you hard. About 3 weeks ago, I saw one Kelsey did and it was 770. And it was, what happened there? Kelsey, are we dead? What happened? And the very next day it bounced back up, but you'll see a week where you'll get 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and you go, something's wrong. And then the algorithm will just pick you up. And another key is to keep changing it up. If you're doing what we're doing on TikTok, you'll notice that Kelsey will play around and he'll just change the font, change the look, change his cadence when he's talking, just everything about the videos until he hits a sweet spot. And even when you hit the sweet spot, you got to continue to test. It's just like digital marketing. You got to continue to split test.
That's awesome. Well, and great advice. And I think, you know, if you are interested in doing this, you know, the easiest way to kind of start, I think, is just sign up for the affiliate program, figure out how that works, start looking at the products that you have. And then if you do have a following, go ahead and just try to qualify. Like I qualified somehow. And so I'm like, oh, this was really easy. But I think what I'll do next is I'll actually commit to the daily, like you say, because my wife and I probably buy $1 zillion a year of Amazon.
Don't do it a day. Just do it on the weekend. You know, when you're eating your donuts. I don't know if you have donut interruptions, but for us Canadians, anyways, when we have our gourmet donuts.
Oh no, I have a donut blog. I have a blog about donuts. So
I know you do.
So it's youdonno.com. If you want to look it up. I'm better at daily. I think for most of the things that I end up doing consistently. Oh yeah. Well, especially with this, because in terms of this, it's like set the camera. Here's the product. Here we go. Now it doesn't mean I'll shoot them all in that day, but if I just plan on posting one a day, I can shoot 10 in a weekend and then I can just drip them out, you know, versus But I'm going to start with getting those three approved. So I think for the next two, what I'll do is actually send them to you and say, hey, am I breaking any rules? And then I'll probably be posting all my results if anybody's interested. So just stay tuned.
Yeah, you have to have three approved. So what I would do too, Mark, is if it comes back and you get the one, send the other two. But the next step is, let's say you have one that's refused, go back and send in three. Okay, so it's three at a time, refused, three at a time, refused, three at a time, better be approved. But that's the best thing. They'll do all three each time. And sometimes it's crazy how long it can take at the beginning. We were writing and trying to get through to them, and it took us 6 weeks. The other thing about getting started, don't worry if you're not an influencer. I definitely was not and I don't feel that I am a huge Amazon influencer. If buyers, like literally, I had zero people following me at the beginning, and it was a laugh because if you went to my real profile, you saw surfboards, tattoos, and Hawaii. That was three pictures.
And I think sound I like had a cool guy.
But that was it. So I one way to get around it is you can go to Flippa and you can buy an account. And the interesting part about it is the followers. So say you have 10,000 followers or 1,500 followers, they don't fall off. If you start to say that and rebrand it, and all of a sudden you're coming up with deals, you're not going to find people falling off. But what you have to do is get that engagement going, right?
Well, I love, you know, in terms of just, you know, marketing in general, digital marketing, and, you know, the purpose of this podcast, I think this is a good, like, micro environment of, because a lot of times when we talk about social media or how to get a following or how to build a list, it goes into all these steps, but this is like a self-contained system. And if you could just nail this, like, you could learn a lot about marketing, start making more videos, because the videos they want aren't actually complicated. And if you buy stuff from Amazon, like, just get, and you create videos or you're a marketer, just try it out. And just to prove it, I'll be going through what you taught me, and we'll see what happens. Because I'm super interested in people sending me free things, because that sounds fun, like getting presents all the time.
I wish I could show you just all the stuff I have. Like, I'm the Santa Claus. I know I look like Santa Claus, but I am the Santa Claus of this street. I just had a whole bunch of kids come over and I gave them a ton of stuff, kind of creepy, but not.
But you know, hey, Santa Claus. But, that's a creep.
But I've got, you name it, from vacuums to $800 toners for your face. Oh, and by the way, I never told you about this one. The TikTok. Actually, I was on the phone with TikTok and they gave me this idea. I ran it past them. And so what do you think about, like, a lot of guys don't know what to buy their girlfriends or their spouses. A lot of guys don't have the slightest clue and they think they're buying the right thing. And I said, what if I ended up with a TikTok channel that I was this guy drinking out of the Harley Davidson mug, big long beard, and telling guys what to buy for their girlfriends. And they thought it was great. So we're just putting that together. And it's like the very first one. So get this, it's a little tip for anybody who's listening, but I never even thought of this. So I was going to some beauty bloggers, and one of the tips I got back was, what is your wife's favorite metallic color? Is it yellow gold, rose gold, or silver? Okay, I answered, and they said, well, if you ever want to buy them your wives or spouses any cosmetic brushes, don't just go out and buy the first thing. You make sure you match their favorite color that they like, so rose gold or yellow gold. And it's a great little tip. So these are, you know, for guys that have no idea what to buy, this is one thing that you could do.
I love that. Well, I love the concept too, because it's very specific, but it's very relatable. Where you're like, oh yeah, you know, wait, I personally am really bad at that. I end up making the majority of my presents. So I just made my wife her anniversary present yesterday, because I'm like, she's going to buy what she wants. I'm just going to do something thoughtful, and I can never buy what she wants. So there you go. Gift card.
This is Sephora and Amazon. These are the lifesavers for me because my wife hates every gift I ever give her. Sephora, Amazon, she could use them anytime she wants. And
actually, that would be funny if you did the TikTok channel and all you did on every video was recommend a different gift card.
Oh, there you go.
Which gift card is he going to talk about today? It's like, wow, does she wear makeup? Sephora.
There we go.
Well, thanks a lot, Norm. This has been a ton of fun. I learned some new stuff. Like I said, I'm going to be implementing this stuff and I'll try to post on my channel, just be like, here's how it went. Norm was wrong. No, I won't say that, but I will.
Go ahead.
Implement your tips and see how it goes. In the meantime, though, where can people learn more about you?
All right. Well, probably the best place is on my podcast. So Lunch with Norm, just check it out. And that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday live at noon. Or you can just hit me up at my email, which is norm@amz, just like Amazon, norm@amz.club.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Norm. Always informative. I love, you kind of like are so casual about it, but you have had a lot of success doing what you're doing, and your tips are awesome and they're very practical and easy. So I am happy to implement them and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to hit that follow button so you get notified when all of our new episodes release. Please share this with that friend who's clueless about digital marketing. And don't forget to visit digitalmarketer.com where you can access all of our courses, certifications, and training programs. Thanks again, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
This is Digital Marketer.
Get ready for the two easiest ways for you to generate product photos for your e-commerce store. I'm Lauren Petrullo, founder and CEO of Mongoose Media and Digital Marketer Academy faculty member. I've managed over 50,000 SKUs for over 100 different e-commerce sites, and I cannot tell you the importance of quality product photos. Not only are they important for your website, but they're great to be repurposed in your email marketing campaigns, your paid ad initiatives, and your organic social media content. It's imperative that you have great photos because great photos sell your products and start conversations with your consumers. There are two great solutions when seeking out quality product photos for your e-commerce site. One, UGC. We know that native user-generated content wins all day on social. When you can get your customers to share back their use of your products in their voice, in their personal applications, you will see dividends when that is repurposed in your paid ads and organic social feeds. Secondly, don't have customers or UGC yet? Not a problem. There are cost-effective solutions in which you can outsource that photography. This and so much more is covered in my modules in our e-commerce cert with Digital Marketer.